perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am indeed Bill Snyder. It is great to be with you today, no matter how you're listening to us, whether it's on Breadbox Media, Evangelism Radio, or on right here on Patchwork Heart Radio. Today, my guest is Dick Bolden. He is the co-founder of the Rosary Evangelization Apostolate, which was founded in January of 2003 in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee in conjunction with Cardinal Dolan, who now is the Archbishop of New York. But Dick is working on a fantastic project called The Power in My Hands, which is a movie all about the Rosary. And we're going to spend the majority of time talking about that today on our podcast. So welcome, Dick, and thank you so much for joining me today on Young Catholics Respond.
Hi, Bill. It's so wonderful to be with you today, and greetings to all our listeners as well. This is a real blessing for us to be here and a real joy. Thank you so very much.
Absolutely. So, Dick, tell me first a little bit about the Rosary Evangelization Apostolate, because, people who may not have heard of it before, it's a worldwide organization and a beautiful organization. Just kind of fill us in a little bit.
Well, back in January 31st, 2003, my wife and I met with the then Archbishop Timothy Dolan of Milwaukee to form a new apostolate, which was named Rosary Evangelization Apostolate. The Archbishop graciously accepted the invitation and became our Episcopal advisor. We worked with him until he moved from Milwaukee to New York, and then now we're under the splendid leadership of our present Archbishop here in Milwaukee, Archbishop Jerome Lestecky. And what do we do here? We help the faithful to encounter Jesus Christ through Our Lady and her Rosary to bring about a civilization of love, peace and harmony in families. It's really a response to the prevailing spiritual crisis in our culture and in America and beyond.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful work, Dick, and you certainly do amazing things with it, from helping parishes and Catholic schools in the area really connect and get closer to Jesus, as you mentioned, through the Rosary. But one of those projects that really is just absolutely incredible, it's a feature-length film on the Rosary, is this Power in My Hands film. Can you just talk with us a little bit about where the idea for such a project came from?
Well, about 3 years ago, and actually it took this film took about 2.5 years to produce. So it began about 3 years ago when we were launching the National 54-Day Rosary Novenas across America for peace, for the family, for religious freedom, for human life, and so forth. We saw such an outpouring of people across the country in response to those two novenas, prayer novenas, that people were writing to us, calling us, and saying, this is what we need. We need to turn to prayer. We need to turn to, the solution is Jesus Christ, and he gave us the key to his heart, which is our Blessed Mother. And so the idea for this was born out of the response of so many people across the country, and not only across the country, but across the world, too, because we were getting comments from people in other countries. So the spiritual crisis is prevailing everywhere. It doesn't take much imagination to see what this is all about. People are even, should we even watch the news tonight? We need to keep up to date, but what other bad news is going to be on the news?
Yeah.
But we have to do something. We have the solution. The church has always had the solution, and it's Jesus Christ. If we have to encounter him, and we think back when this is the time of Lent now, so we can think about the passion death of our Lord. Remember what happened on Good Friday when our Lord was on the cross, and he gave us, each of us listening now, and to all humanity, he gave his own mother to us as our mother, as our spiritual mother. And what does our Blessed Mother do? She asks us to turn to her son. And she does it so beautifully by asking us, pleading with us, pleading with humanity, turn to Jesus by praying the Rosary, through the meditating and reflecting on what Jesus has done for us. And then we'll see marvelous things occur.
How great. And you have a lot of people in this film who are testifying to the wonderful things that Our Lady is doing in the hearts of people across the country. And you have an amazing lineup of people that you got a chance to work with on this project, such as Jeff Cavins, Doug Barry, Father Donald Calloway, Kelly Walquist. The list goes on and on. What was it like working with these people to put on such an amazing project like this?
Oh, this was a joy. We went to across the country to interview all these people and to film them. We had Philip Rivers from the Los Angeles Chargers, you know, a man who was on fire for our Lord, including the names that you already mentioned, including Deacon Harold Burke Sivers from Portland, and Archbishop Listecki from Milwaukee, Deacon Henry Reyes, and we had a marvelous time with Bishop Demi, who was from Nigeria, where he witnesses to the story, which he had a couple of years ago, when our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him and gave him a mission, that the solution for the crisis in his country and throughout humanity is Jesus Christ through Mary and her rosary. And he talks about it, it's depicted in the film so beautifully, and it's so uplifting. So working with every one of these has really personally uplifted my faith and my love for Jesus Christ and intensified the need for responding. We need to do something. You know, we don't have to have a meeting or a conference to figure out what we have to do. It's so simple, but it's so profound. And it's just very simple. Turn to our Lord Jesus Christ through Our Lady. And these, all these 12 or 13, what we call an all-star cast for this 80-minute feature film, is really going to captivate the viewers and the listeners. And I can't see how anybody would not be affected deeply by watching this film.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, this also is truly a professional production. You've worked with a wonderful film company, Backflip Films in Madison, Wisconsin, and what was their response to working with you? How have they been able to support the mission? Are they a Christian company that produces film?
Yeah, they're a Christian company. We started off by obtaining an executive producer, which is Margie Manley. She was highly suggested by Archbishop Listecki, and she's done wonderful things for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. And she's located in the Kenosha area. And so after she came on board, we had to come up with a production company. So we did a lot of research, and we found them right here in Wisconsin, only 90 miles from Milwaukee, and they have done a phenomenal job. They're in love with Christ, and they're deeply motivated and compelling. They do a professional job. If not just producing a little video for YouTube, and I'm not trying to downgrade those. There are some beautiful films on YouTube, but you really got to watch what you're watching on YouTube, as you know.
Yes.
But they do. It's a very professional. In fact, one of our cast members told us recently that, hey, Dick, this is a Hollywood production type movie. This is so professional. The music score, the way the cinematography is made, and the way it's not just a film of people, you know, talking. It's beautifully captivated with the scenery and B-roll and all that. So they have done a phenomenal job, Backflip Films, and producing a compelling film, especially for, you know, it's going to be really grabbing the attention of our young people. We want to really, it's for all ages. You know, for men, women, single, married, and so forth. But there's a lot of emphasis on this for young adults and for a younger generation because they are the hope of the world. They are the hope of the church.
Absolutely. And getting young people to fall in love with the rosary as a spiritual weapon is a great thing to be doing and a wonderful way to promote it through this movie. For people who may not be 100% familiar with the promises of the rosary and what the rosary is. And, you know, one of the ways this podcast gets out to listeners, believe it or not, is on a evangelistic, non-denominational Christian radio station, internet radio station based in Baltimore. So we may have some Protestant listeners listening to this. And the rosary is a wonderful prayer that kind of takes people through the biblical life of Christ and through the eyes of Mary or through the intercession of Mary. But do you want to maybe talk to us a little bit about the benefits of the rosary and what the rosary can do in someone's life? And then it's not just Catholics who pray the rosary. There are other denominations who may pray the rosary.
Yeah, there. This film, like you're trying to get to, is really for people. It's for everyone. And we might think of the rosary. It's mainly for Catholics, but there are many non-Catholics who pray the rosary. Because what is the rosary about? It's all about our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. And John Paul II, the late John Paul II, who is now canonized as Saint John Paul II, wrote a beautiful letter on the rosary. What an apostolic letter to the whole world, in which he states near the end of that apostolic letter, he says, he's calling the people, not only the church, but all people, to rediscover the rosary in the light of Scripture. And that's one thing that Jeff Keevans brings out in the film, that, we're going through Scripture. We're going through what Jesus has done for, what God has done for us, and what is doing for us. And, and if those of you who are listening and who know about Jeff Keevans, he does a lot of, travels to the Holy Land and so forth, pilgrimages. And so he's a travel guide. But in this film, he says, well, when we're praying the rosary, we have the best travel guide that there is. It's the Blessed Mother. She was there at the Incarnation. She was there at Bethlehem. She was there at the first miracle, the wedding feast of Cana, when our Lord Jesus changed water into wine. She was there at the foot of the cross when Jesus gave her to us. She was there at Pentecost. She was there with the women, whether just the apostles or the disciples. She was there too. So she was there at all these principal events of our salvation history. So the rosary is all about Christ. We're reflecting on these things and the different mysteries. And while we're doing it, we're not only seeing what Jesus has done for us and what Mary has cooperated with her son with, but we also can place ourselves in these mysteries, all our joys, all our sufferings, our daily lives. We can place ourselves in these scenes, and that really helps the rosary come alive, and it transforms us. And it really, when we get down to it, it makes us peacemakers. Because Jesus, it's all about him, and he is peace.
Yes, yes, Prince of Peace. And Dick, it's amazing how fast these interviews fly by. We're just about a minute away from taking a break, so we're going to come back and continue to talk with you more about this film, The Power in My Hands, which is a film all about the rosary. For our listeners, we're talking with Dick Bolden. He is the co-founder of the Rosary Evangelization Apostolate. And we'll be right back after these messages to continue our conversation and also tell you how you can get your hot hands on a copy of this and also see it in theaters nationwide. So we'll be right back to talk about that right after these messages here on Patchwork Heart Radio's Young Catholics Respond.
Do you want to keep your finger on the pulse of Patchwork Heart Ministry? Follow our monthly blog, Written on Our Hearts. Simply go to patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com and click subscribe and follow the on-screen instructions. That's patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com, then click subscribe. The Contemplative Stations of the Cross audio devotional is now available from Patchwork Heart Ministry. This devotional features an introduction and overview of the theology, history, and spirituality of the Stations of the Cross by Father Bill Zimmer, a priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago, along with an audio version of the Contemplative Stations of the Cross led by author Bill Snyder, and the Stabat Mater, chanted in Latin by Marissa Ellison. CDs are $7.99, and digital downloads are only $3.99. Copies may be purchased by visiting patchworkheart.org or calling 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I am Bill Snyder, and it is a pleasure to be with you today, no matter how you're listening to us. My guest today is Dick Bolden. He is the co-founder of the Rosary Evangelization Apostolate, and we're talking all about his movie, Power in My Hands. And the website, for those of you who want to go and check out more about this film, is powerinmyhandsthemovie.com. So I'm pretty sure you can also Google Power in My Hands movie and it'll come up, but that's the website, so check it out. And Dick, I want to talk with you now and shift focus to talking with you about where people can go see this and when it's coming out and all of that stuff, because it's coming right now.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Yeah, the world premiere is going to be right here in Milwaukee. Why did we pick Milwaukee on April 12th of 2018? Well, Milwaukee, that's where the Rosary Evangelization Apostle is headquartered. So it's going to be premiered here. You go to the website, powerinmyhandsthemovie.com. So a world premiere in Milwaukee on April 12th, and that's going to be followed by five other major city premieres: Los Angeles, Portland, Oregon, Houston, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, and New York City. So we're hitting some of the large metropolises across the country. And those will go from April through July. And during that time, on the website, hey, I live in Nevada. I live in Louisiana. I live in North Carolina. I'm not close to where these premieres are. Well, you go to the website. It says, oh, other showings available upon request. You click there, it takes you a special page where you can request the film to be brought to your locality, for your diocese, for your parish, for your organization, for your men's group, your women's group, your Knights of Columbus, your youth ministries, whatever. We can make arrangements to have the film brought to your area so you can have it shown in your, to more people across the country. You just simply need to go to that page, and there's a link that you can click on. You just register with your email address and the state where you live, and you'll be approximately July 1st, information will be sent out to everybody how you can actually get the film in the area. And we're going to make it very economical as well. After starting in August, DVDs of the film will be available, and other resources will be available on the website. Because, we go to a film, we go to a conference, we go to a meeting, whatever it is, we're interested, we're fired up, we want to keep that spark going. So we're going to have other resources provided on our website for people to encounter Christ through our Blessed Mother and her rosary.
Yes, it's one of those very important things that is the continuation of doing it, and continuing the call to action this movie makes to fall in love with the rosary. Well, how do we do that? It's not just by watching an 80-minute film. It's by taking its message to heart and really going out and being a promoter of the rosary. Exactly what your organization does is evangelization, rosary evangelization. So I think you're right on target for creating a bunch, a ton of rosary evangelists that are going to be out there, Dick. You've got a great organization, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to get this film in people's hands. So as far as when people go to request this film, the website, again, is powerinmyhandsthemovie.com. And what else should people know about this film, Dick? What are the other really big highlights of this film?
Well, before I answer that, Bill, you know, when you go to the website,
yeah.
On the homepage, you'll see all kinds of things that you can Google. You can look at the film cast. You can see the history of the film, the production crew, and so forth. And you can see all the premieres where tickets are available, and they're all available, very inexpensive, in the different premiere cities. And but what is this film all about? It's about answering the call, you know. The time is now, you know, and as Jeff Caven says in the film, I think America needs this right now. Mothers need it. Fathers need it. The family needs it. And he says, I'm going to quote Jeff Caven, I don't know of a time in our history where we have needed the rosary more than right now. Because what the rosary does, as St. John Paul II says, it beats the rhythm of human life. So you want to have hope. You want to have hope in your own life, in your families, your communities, America, and throughout humanity, across the whole world. That hope is Jesus Christ, and we need to respond now. Not next week, not next year. We don't have to ponder this. You know, we have the solution, and it's Jesus Christ, and He's going to give us a peace in our heart and bring us hope. So often we hear from people to say, "Hey, you know, there's so much darkness. There's so much darkness in our culture. There's so much spiritual crisis." Where is the hope? And you hear all these mass shootings, and we see this, emphasized over and over again when we watch the news about these tragedies, you know. But we have hope. Amidst all these tragedies, we need to respond.
Yes, and this movie truly does respond to that with good, wholesome, I hate to use the word entertainment, but on some level it probably is entertainment, but also informed entertainment. Wholesome family, something that you should go and see. So, Dick, you wanna just give us the dates of the other. We know that April 12th is at the Milwaukee Theater, right at the Miller
yes.
High Life Theater.
Yes, it used to be called the Milwaukee Theater. Now it's called the Miller High Life Theater. That's on April 12th. And you can all see this on the website at pourinmyhandsatthemovie.com. And then we go to Los Angeles on April 26th. And then we go to Portland, Oregon on May 17th. And there's two premieres in June, one in Houston, Texas, and one in Atlanta. And then we end up with the last premiere on July, New York City, and which we're looking forward to.
Yeah, so all these premieres, if you're living anywhere near these cities, make sure that you check out the website Power in My Hands, the movie, and that's in my hands, the movie.com, and get your hands on a ticket, because this will be a most likely sold out events, right? I mean, we pray
that they are. But besides, again, one of the premieres is the opportunity to bring this film to your own area, you know, because most people are going to be in these areas where they can go see a premiere. So already we have we're only in the beginning of March. We have over 150 requests already, not only from in the United States, but from Canada, from other countries. We've had a request to have a national premiere in other countries, which are still being solidified. So, and requests for television too. So we hope to have this. You'll be able to see this on television besides. So. But we want to recapture our movie theaters, you know. This is a cultural thing, you know. We live in a culture of, if I can say it on the air here, a culture of death. We want to bring it back to a culture of life and hope. And, you know, we need to do that in the movie industry, too. So that's why we're bringing this movie, not only the available on DVDs, but to our movie theaters as well.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Dick, I want to spend just a few minutes and also talk with you about the other efforts that the Rosary Evangelization does do, because as you mentioned, you know, this is the big thing that you're working on right now, obviously, but the Rosary Evangelization have other outreaches and other ministries for parishes across the country. And do you want to make some people aware of the other ministries and other opportunities that people can get plugged into at the Rosary Evangelization?
Oh, sure. Thanks so much for asking that. One of the things that we've been doing for the last 3 years is a Help America Pray the Rosary bumper sticker campaign. You know, we've already given out almost 2 million of these free across the country to the general of a benefactor who felt he's been inspired to cover the cost of these. But we ship these out for free. They're available in bundles of 250. diocese, individuals, or whatever. So you can find that on our website. The Evangelization Apostle website is rosaryea.org. That's rosaryea.org. Another thing is, because we're in Lent, we think about Lent, we think about the sacrament of mercy, God's mercy, which he to us so beautifully in the sacrament of it. And so we have a branch called Sacrament of Mercy, where we have a beautiful, in fact, we just got a request from an archdiocese in the Midwest here for the personal encounter with Jesus Christ. We put together a beautiful confession brochure. It's a fold-out about eight pages. And they're very inexpensive. Bishop Donald Hine, who's the Bishop of Gary, Indiana, helped compose this, and we have that available for the people across the country.
Fantastic, fantastic stuff. I mean, you guys are so busy all the time, but really amazing work. And, you know, thank you for all you do to lift up the kingdom of Jesus Christ through the Blessed Mother's hands, because it truly is a wonderful mission and a wonderful apostolate that you have spearheaded with some of the church's greatest bishops and minds and theological minds. You really have done a wonderful job. So thank you for doing that for young Catholics and for all Catholics. I have one more question for you, and you know, just maybe you can tie it into the rosary and the evangelization piece of it. But as you kind of alluded to, and Dick, in talking with you earlier about, you know, we're living in this culture of death, and there's a lot of people out there that may be hopeless, to put it bluntly. A lot of young people out there suffering from all kinds of things. What is a piece of advice for that person who is struggling in life right now? How do they find hope?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm so glad you asked that. And this is very appropriate now that we're in the season of Lent, and that where we, you know, this is the time where we're supposed to turn, look at ourselves inside and say, okay, what do we need? Well, so many people have little hope. They have some of the grave problems that people are struggling, especially our young people. I mean, well, look at the culture that young people have to live in. It's phenomenal. So the little bit of advice is to turn to the source of divine mercy. You know, the Sunday after Easter is called Divine Mercy Sunday. Jesus Christ, you know, he's ready to give his mercy to you, to me, to everybody. All we have to do is give ourselves to him and say, Jesus, I trust in you. And to turn to our Blessed Mother, who is the Mother of Divine Mercy, the Mother of Jesus Christ. Jesus is Divine Mercy. Turn to Mary. We all need a mom, you know. Mothers have that innate ability to bring us to what we need. And what we need, Jesus. And what Mary does is bring us to her son. So throw yourself onto Jesus through Mary and place your trust in them, and just ask them for hope, to be able to carry on with our difficulties and our struggles, to give us peace of heart and soul.
Beautiful, beautiful. Dick, thank you so much for your time today on this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I want to give one more time, which is Power in My Hands, themovie.com, to check out this amazing film, to find hope, to find to have the power of Jesus Christ and the Blessed Mother in your pocket at all times. So, Dick, thank you so much for being my guest here today on Young Catholics Respond. It truly has been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Bill, and God bless all our listeners, too.
Yes, well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. Until next time, from all of us at Patchwork Heart Ministry, keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about our program or to be a guest, visit patchworkheart.org, email info@patchworkheart.org, or call 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.